Watching Cornel West and Tavis Smiley on Morning Joe earlier today, I found myself in agreement with their condemnation of growing poverty in the United States, the richest country in the world. But I remain confused about their strategy for changing it. In the United States, real political change, the kind of change that's capable of introducing sweeping economic policies which can reduce or eliminate poverty on the scale that they're decrying, can only be achieved through one of the major political parties. A casual survey of past and present Republican economic policies will reveal that they're not concerned with eradicating poverty. They are, and have always been, the party of the plutocrats. The Republican solution to the problem of widespread unemployment and mass poverty is to cut taxes and regulations on private business even more, let the rich get richer, and it will trickle down to the rest of us. That's it. The Democratic Party, however, has a long history of fighting poverty. In fact, all of the most effective measures against poverty, including the social safety net that prevents millions of Americans from falling into destitution, comes from two massive programs initiated by the Democrats: Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal of the 1930s and Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, a.k.a. the War on Poverty, of the 1960s. And President Obama has continued that great Democratic tradition of proposing policies to address the problems of the poor. Yet he has received constant criticism from Cornell and Tavis, who seem reluctant to make a clear distinction between the Democrats and the Republicans, and rated President Obama only slightly higher than Mitt Romney regarding concern for the poor. While West and Tavis based their assessment on the president's concern for the poor on superficial things like monitoring his rhetoric, gleefully pointing out that the word poverty was mentioned more times at the Republican convention than the Democratic convention, they should be looking at the actual policies of the president. If they had, they would have seen what Time magazine reporter Michael Grunewald, who has been closely watching the results of President Obama's policies, reports in his recently published book, The New Deal. Aside from the Lilly Ledbetter Act and the Affordable Health Care Act, there's the President's Recovery Act, or stimulus, the benefits of which Smiley and West seem as ignorant of as the Tea Party zealots on the right. But Grunewald tells us the stimulus, quote, includes the largest expansion of anti-poverty programs since the Great Society, lifting millions of Americans above the poverty line, reducing homelessness, and modernizing unemployment insurance, end of quote. Aside from these impressive achievements, President Obama has proposed massive job bills that would put millions of the unemployed to work immediately, but the Republicans have blocked them. By obscuring the sharp differences between the two parties and the profound difference in the values and vision of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, they are confusing people and turning many of them off rather than inspiring them to work to defeat the Republicans in the coming elections. This is a self-defeating approach. Hence, while Cornel West and Tavis Smiley are promoting a good cause, they have a very bad strategy for success. From New York City, this is Playfair Benjamin with a commentary on the times.